DW News.
Hi, this is Nontokozo Mchunu with DW News. A Russian court has sentenced a U.S. journalist to 16 years in prison for spying. Evan Gershkovich, a Wall Street Journal correspondent, is the first U.S. journalist to be prosecuted on espionage charges in Russia since the Cold War. Russian prosecutor found Gershkovich guilty of gathering secret information for the Central Intelligence Agency, or CIA, in the U.S. The information pertained to a company that manufactures tanks for Russia's war in Ukraine. The 32-year-old journalist denies any wrongdoing, and the Wall Street Journal is calling the court ruling a sham. Airports, banks, TV channels, and other businesses across the globe are scrambling to deal with one of the biggest IT crashes in recent years. The crash was caused by an update to an antivirus program and affected systems running Microsoft Windows. Several airlines in the U.S. were forced to ground flights. Flights to and from Berlin Airport in Germany were temporarily halted, while Zurich Airport in Switzerland said it was not experiencing problems. The European Union and Serbia have signed a deal to cooperate on the establishment of a critical lithium mine. The agreement, worth several billion euros, has received opposition from environmental activists who say the mine could contaminate vital water sources and harm local communities. Lithium is one of the world's most sought-after minerals. French champagne producers are calling for a reduction in the volume of grapes harvested this year amid declining sales. As consumers tighten their belts in uncertain economic times, sales of the sparkling wine has dropped more than 15% in the first half of the year. Media reports say vineyards since the start of the year in the region of France have been hit by mildew fungi caused by wet and frosty weather. The student protests in Bangladesh are escalating. The protests that began several weeks ago have spiraled into the country's worst unrest in living memory. Experts say a weak response from the Bangladesh government has led to serious challenges against Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina's autocratic rule. Tens of thousands of young protesters who have been on the streets daily are now demanding far more than policy change. They want the Prime Minister to end her tenure. And that brings you up to speed. I'm Nontokozo Mchunu.